literally translated, and therefore even fuzzier in meaning, it says, without noticing by what art there ran off together too much hymen desired by him who is seeking a natural. I won't even try to interpret that further. I would like only to point out that the word la, meaning the note A, stands at the end of a line where it rhymes identically with the last word of the preceding line, detala, meaning ran off. And I am asking if it's not therefore possible that the symbolic word la was born phonologically rather than syntactically, that it was motivated by its inherence in the earlier word detala, which, coming so soon after the musical idea of prelude, in turn suggested the musical association of la. I'll try to ask it more clearly. Might it not be that the la image was created not because the poet had intended to invoke it, because he had some meaningful idea in his mind and was looking for a structural way of saying it, but rather that the image was phonologically suggested in the preceding line? And I am proposing that this is only one of hundreds of such creative mechanisms in this poem, all examples of a phonological takeover at the expense of syntactic and semantic clarity.